City Council receives update on Madison Pipeline Project. I'm Paul Wallum with your news. At last night's Gillette City Council pre-meeting, the council received an update from state officials on the Madison Pipeline Project and some concerns brought up by some Crook County landowners about possible negative impact on private wells in the area. Utilities Director Michael Cole said those concerns were brought up in the late summer of 2017.
A handful of them had experienced some low pH water quality in their wells. Some of them had experienced some of their shallow wells going dry. They had reached out to the DEQ. The DEQ initiated a task force to investigate the problem. There were some concerns from these landowners that it could have possibly been a result of some drilling activity that the city had undertaken with its Madison wells.
In late November and early December, the Department of Environmental Quality collected groundwater samples and had begun the process of submitting those results to some of the well owners in Crook County.
One thing that we learned was the acid concentration that causes low pH. The water quality test results determined that there was no hydrochloric acid within the shallow wells that were sampled. Of course, hydrochloric acid is what is typically used when a well is developed or fracked, and there wasn't any indication that hydrochloric acid was present in those water quality samples. We learned that sulfuric acid was more prevalent. There's some theories out there regarding the presence of or the formation of sulfuric acid by naturally occurring events within the geology in the shallow formations within the vicinity of these wells.
Cole said various working groups will continue to look at concerns raised and try to find conclusions.
And the DEQ, in conjunction with the State Engineer's Office, the Oil and Gas Conservation Commission, the Water Development Commission, and the City of Gillette has established some working groups made up primarily of staff from each of those entities to look at possible sources of contamination, looking at integrity of the wells that the city has drilled, and try to determine any concerns or conclusions based on those investigations. We're heavily focused on well M11 and M12, which were completed in 2012 and early 2013. The city, of course, would like to activate those wells as soon as possible in advance of the summer's irrigation season. I think all of the members of the various working groups are looking for some confirmation that those wells were constructed properly, and that's what these working groups are doing and what they're tasked with.
Director Cole also noted other information is available through various resources.
You can go to the DEQ's website under Gillette Madison Wells, under the Water Quality Groundwater Division, or you can contact the DEQ's public outreach spokesman or the city's public information officer, and we can direct you towards the DEQ study page on their website.
With your Basin Radio News for this hour, I'm Paul Wallum.